This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome back to the Friday Morning Show on Joy 94.9. Now, ballroom dancing and Latin American dancing has increased in popularity over the years thanks to shows like Dancing with the Stars and Strictly Come Dancing. Dance fans are lining up all over the country to learn those fancy dance moves. Joining me live in the studio is Shane and Claire from Dance Cats. Welcome to Joy, guys.
Good morning.
Hi, thank you.
Thanks for coming in. You both run Dance Cats, which is a dedicated LGBTI dance studio here in Melbourne. First of all, how did you both get involved with dance and how did the studio come about?
Shane and I both started when we were young children and then just competed professionally. And when we ended our career in competing, we just took a bit of a break. And then Shane decided that he wanted to get back into teaching and said to me, hey, we need to go and have a look at this competition that was run by Annie, the previous owner of Dance Cats. So we went to the competition and ended up buying the studio.
just from popping along and thinking, what a great day.
Yeah. So, and the studio, I think, began, it was an ongoing business when we bought it, obviously, and it just began because there was a need. There was a need for a studio to cater for the GLTBIQ community.
Because our community loves dance and they love performing. So how have you found, what's the ages coming to you to learn to dance?
I think early 20s through to, we've got people in their 60s? late 70s.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Tell them right, Claire. Shows like Dancing with the Stars and Strictly Come Dancing have really, I guess, brought dancing to the forefront as far as coverage goes in the media. How are shows like that impacted your dance school?
I don't actually think that they've impacted us at all.
No, not at all.
Okay.
No. I don't think that it's inspired people to come to our studio. I think that people come to our studio through word of mouth, people who are existing students, and say how much fun that they have. And so their friends go, well, that sounds interesting. And it just filters through that way. I don't believe it's from the TV shows.
No.
Because it's a great exercise, isn't it?
Yeah.
You work up a sweat when you
well
dance.
Well and truly, yeah.
You know, and I guess the community embraces dance. Now, it's also a good introduction to, if you want to have dance as a career, it's a good step into musical theatre and touring and that type of thing. How have you found teaching? Have any of your students taken that, I guess, the next step?
I don't think they have.
No. Okay. No, not really, no.
No, we actually find that most people who come to our studio are social dancers. They just do it for fun. Mm-hmm. And then within the studio, because we have such a presence for the competition, that's how we encourage people to better their dancing and to strive towards getting out and performing.
But I think a lot of people that end up coming along just enjoy it so much that they want to do more. They want to take it a little bit further. They want to do competition because it's almost a little bit like an addiction.
So take us through a beginner class. You've got no dance experience. You come along. What can people expect from their first class, I guess?
The first thing that people need to decide is if they're going to lead or follow. And
right.
Then it's
hi, guys.
And then once they've established who's leading, who's following, it's really quite straightforward. And it's just like walking down the street when you first learn how to dance. Just one foot after the other.
Yep.
And we go really slow and we cater for everybody's really friendly and accepts. Everybody had their first lesson once.
Exactly. So we all started somewhere.
We go slow.
Now, stick around, guys. Plenty more to talk about, including what's coming up during midsummer. Now, Strictly Ballroom is going to be returning to on stage in Sydney in a couple of months, I believe, in April.
Correct.
In Sydney. And from that musical is Lovers in the Air. Lovers in the Air. Oh, I love that track. John Paul Young from the movie Strictly Ballroom. My special guest in studio is the organisers of Dance Cats. I'm going to be turning the mics on for the dancers, Phil and Gail. Welcome to Joy, guys.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
Phil, we'll start with you because you have entered into same-sex dance competitions overseas. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I began with the same-sex dance comps back in 2000 in preparation for the Sydney Gay Games in 2002. And since then, I've also competed in New Zealand, in Germany, and also in Antwerp for the Art Games this year.
Fantastic. Mm. Now, how have you found, I guess, the reception overseas for dance for same-sex dance couples?
In Europe, it's very big, and the dancers are amazing. A lot of the European competitors at the top level do mm-hmm. nothing but dance. It's a full-time thing for them.
Now, Gail, this is your first, I guess, a competition.
Yes.
Next weekend, where the Australian Dance Sport Champs are taking place in the St Kilda Town Hall. How has the preparation gone so far?
Preparation's going really well, despite I think we're starting to get nervous now because it's only next week. I've been with Dance Cats practicing for the last 12 months, and it's been a bit of a gradual progression in terms of learning different types of dances, but also learning more about posture and presentation, which you don't normally think about when you're just going out to dance somewhere.
So how have you found the dance moves? What's your favourite, I guess, dance style that you'd like to do?
Oh, definitely cha-cha. I think that's definitely one of my favourites, yes. And probably because it's easy to remember. So often you're moving between different dances and trying to remember how they start and what the sequence of steps that go with the dance.
What about you, Phil?
Right now, I've actually just started doing some more new Vogue stuff.
I've
always done ballroom and Latin before, but really enjoying a different style and learning exactly how much hard work is involved in making something look simple.
Mm. Now, Claire, I'll bring you in again as the organiser of this year's Australian Dance Sport Same-Sex Championships in St Kilda. What can we expect from the day, and what levels of competition can we expect?
We've got, it extends from people's first competition, like Gail, Gail's been dancing for about a year and a half now, and I think that we've got a couple of people who are entering who've only been dancing for maybe 2 months, but they just want to give it a go, right through to the A-grade couples who've been dancing for 10, 12 years, and most of them have actually come from mainstream and then come into the same-sex scene. I think that the levels going in the A-grade is going to be quite high.
And there's also couples from all over the country and New Zealand as well, I
hear. Yes, that's correct.
Fantastic. Now, aside from, I guess, the competition next weekend, there's also plenty of same-sex dance comps happening throughout the country later on in the year, isn't there?
There's actually only about 5 in the annual calendar, which is really sad when you compare it against mainstream, who have probably 55.
Yeah.
But there's one in Sydney. I think there's actually 2 in Sydney. There's 2 in Sydney. There's 1 in New Zealand. There's 1 in Adelaide. And ours, I think that's it.
And there's also in Darwin, I read online, the same-sex...
Asia-Pacific Games.
Out Games happening in Darwin, which is in, when's it, April?
It's May the 11th.
May the 11th. Yeah. There you go. So if you want to get along to some fabulous night of dancing, the Australian Same-Sex Dance Sport Championships are held next Saturday, the 18th of January, at the St Kilda Town Hall. To get tickets, go on to midsummer.org.au. It's going to be a fantastic event and no doubt showcase some of our amazing talent here in Melbourne on the dance floor. From Dance Cats, Shane and Claire, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks
and also Gail and Phil, good luck for next weekend, guys.
Thank you very much.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.